This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Coronavirus Essential Podcast on Money Control. I'm Sakshi Batra and I will take you through the key updates on COVID-19 from India and around the world. Total confirmed COVID-19 cases in India have now risen to 5.48 lakh according to the latest updates from the Union Health Ministry. As many as 19,459 new COVID-19 cases were reported in the last 24 hours. The death toll in India due to the novel coronavirus pandemic has risen to 16,475, with 380 deaths registered in the past 24 hours alone, as per the Union Health Ministry. The reported active COVID-19 cases in India now stand at 2.1 lakh according to the ministry. Now, with 1.64 lakh confirmed cases of COVID-19 so far, Maharashtra remains the worst affected state in the country, followed by Delhi, which has a total of 83,077 cases, and Tamil Nadu, which now has a registered cases of 82,275. Maharashtra, on June 29th, extended the coronavirus-led lockdown in the state till July 31st. That's just a day after Chief Minister Uddhav Thackeray said that the curbs will continue to remain after June 30th, but with certain relaxations. In its notification, the state government has also restricted inter-district movement of persons within the Mumbai metropolitan region unless it is for essential services or for official purposes. Maharashtra Chief Minister Uddhav Thackeray yesterday also said that Chase the Virus initiative that actually received good results in worst hit Mumbai will now be expanded to the other parts of the state as well. As part of the campaign, 15 close contacts of a COVID-19 patient will compulsorily be kept in institutional quarantine, while community leaders will tell people about comorbidities, meals and other facilities available at institutional quarantine facilities. Delhi has recorded 2,889 new COVID-19 cases yesterday, taking the tally in the city to over the 83,000 mark, while the death toll from the disease mounted to 2,623 as per the authorities. The number of containment zones in the city has also jumped to 417 yesterday from 315 on June 27th, according to the Delhi Health Department data. Now, about 52,607 patients have recovered, been discharged or migrated so far. The number of active cases in the national capital also stood at 27,847. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal today has announced setting up of a plasma bank to save lives of serious COVID-19 patients in the national capital. Addressing an online media briefing, the Chief Minister said that the bank will start working in the next 2 days, adding that the Aam Aadmi Party government will encourage those who have recovered from COVID-19 to donate their plasma. The Chief Minister said that a helpline will also be set up by the government for queries related to the donation of plasma. With 82,275 confirmed novel coronavirus cases, Tamil Nadu remains severely impacted as well. Now, the state has reported 1,079 COVID-19 deaths so far and as many as 45,537 patients have recovered. Uttar Pradesh's COVID-19 toll rises to 672 after 12 more fatalities. Total number of cases also climbed to 22,828 as 685 more people have tested positive for the disease. West Bengal has registered its highest single-day spike of 572 fresh COVID-19 cases yesterday, taking the tally to 17,283, while the toll mounted to 639 with 10 more deaths. Now, this was the third consecutive day when the state had reported more than 500 fresh cases in a day. As far as testing goes, the Indian Council of Medical Research has said that a total of 83,98,362 samples were tested for COVID-19 in the country till date. Of these, 1,70,560 samples were tested just yesterday. Partially relaxing export norms, the government has now permitted shipments of personal protection equipment or PPE, medical coveralls, for COVID-19 with a monthly export quota of 50 lakh units now. The product was banned for exports earlier, but it has now been moved from the restricted category. Now, the government is expected to announce guidelines for Unlock 2.0 soon. Let's move on to updates from around the world. The total number of coronavirus infections has surpassed the 10 million mark on Sunday, and nearly 500,000 people have died globally due to the disease. With over 25.5 lakh reported cases till date, the United States of America is the worst affected country in the world. The US is followed by Brazil, Russia, India, and the United Kingdom. The global recovery rate from the novel coronavirus now stands at 50.5%, according to Reuters tracker. About 44.6% cases remain active. Global mortality rate due to COVID-19 now stands at 4.9%. The European Union will have a list of COVID-19 safe countries for travel purposes ready by tomorrow. That was informed by Spanish Foreign Minister. European Union officials are preparing a list of 15 countries that are safe for open borders based on the epidemiological criteria. Australia's second most populous state, Victoria, has said that it is considering reimposing of social distancing restrictions after the company reported its biggest one-day rise in new COVID-19 cases in more than 2 months. Propelled by Victoria State reporting 75 cases, Australia recorded 85 new COVID-19 infections in just the past 24 hours, its biggest daily outbreak since April 11th. The country has fared better than many countries in the pandemic with around 7,800 cases and 104 deaths. But the recent surge has stoked fears of a second wave after several weeks of fewer than 20 new cases a day. Chinese biotech firm CanSino Biologics has said in a statement to the Hong Kong Stock Exchange that China's Central Military Commission has given a go-ahead for China's military to inject soldiers with AD5-nCoV, the company's leading vaccine candidate, for a period of 1 year. Chinese troops will be among the first to get the jabs of one of China's leading COVID-19 vaccine candidates. Well, with that, it's a wrap here. Do tune in to an exclusive Setting Sail podcast where Priyanka Sahai gets in conversation with the founder and CEO of Oyo, Ritesh Agarwal, to find out how the company is surviving the pandemic. With that, it's a wrap here. Many thanks for listening to us.